What's up, loves? Welcome to Self Care in Real Life, a podcast where I am completely addicted to giving you the tools that you need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I'm your host, best-selling author and OG storyteller and DJ, Ty Alexander. I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to thank you for joining our Besties subscriber-only audio experience. If you are enjoying this space that we have created for you, please allow me to remind you to rate and review our podcast. Tell a friend to tell 10. Feel free to message me on social media with any suggestions on how we can make this experience even better for you. So let's get right into today's episode. Y'all know I be scrolling on the internet, and so every now and then I come across a clip that totally makes me think, maybe I should expand on these thoughts on a podcast episode. So here we are today. I want you to take a quick listen to this clip from Stephen Furtick of Elevation Church.
Sometimes I'm supposed to be sad because what I saw was sad. What I went through was sad. Sometimes I'm supposed to have seasons where I don't feel the most excited. And some of those fallow seasons in my life led to the more fertile seasons. And I have to learn to embrace that. So my joy is my job doesn't mean I'm always reaping blessings and singing praises. No, sometimes it means I'm sowing in tears. But guess what the Bible also teaches? Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. Now think about that. What is sowing? It's work. And what is the consequence? Joy.
If you are not already familiar with Stephen Furtick, I don't know what rock you've been under, but I have included some links in this episode's description for you because whether or not you are religious, he is a wonderful, wonderful mind to follow. And this particular post really kind of percolated my mental space. This whole idea of sitting in sadness, it really sounds absolutely dreadful, right? Like by nature, our minds want to run away from sadness because it's uncomfortable. It is horrible. The minute that something feels hard, the minute that something feels sad, the minute that something feels sad and or hard, I know for me, I immediately go into fight or flight mode. And if I'm not careful, my mind automatically chooses flight. Most of us living with grief, in the capacity of like a parent or someone who has raised you not being here as that source of grief, we understand the uniqueness of sadness. Because if I'm honest with you, there isn't a week or a day or a minute or a month or a year or whatever. There isn't a moment that goes by that I don't find myself a little sad because my mom's not here. Like it's unfair, right? Now, of course, that sadness isn't of the magnitude that it was when my mother first passed away more than 10 years ago. But the sadness, even in its tiniest of form, right, can still feel like bags over or bombs over. What's the song? Bombs over Baghdad. It can still feel tremendous on some days. It is disruptive as hell. It is unexpected, right? And oftentimes it can shake up your entire day. Now, I totally agree with Stephen. I want us to learn how to sit uncomfortably in the sadness because sadness is absolutely normal. I don't really have really concrete tips for this. I'll have to think more about that. The most honest thing that I can say to you is that you just have to sit in your sadness. You have to get really uncomfortable. I'm sorry, you have to get really comfortable with being uncomfortable. It is simply easy to say, but it's also very hard to do. But what I don't want you to do, what I want you to remember, what I don't want you to do is as you're learning to sit in your sadness, is stay there. You cannot stay there. And this is where my hope for today is that you listen to this episode and it becomes a resource for you. So in today's episode, I'm going to give you some suggestions on how we can reframe our sadness. These are techniques that I am currently doing to reframe my sadness. Now, all of these suggestions are under the assumption that you have already sat with your sadness. You have reconciled that one, you are sad. 2, you have determined why you are sad. And 3, you are now ready to reframe it. This absolutely does not mean that the minute you begin to feel an utter insert whatever word belongs there. This does not mean that when you feel sadness arise, that you quote unquote begin to reframe it, because now that is classified as avoidance and we don't do that over here on Self-Care in Real Life. In those moments when money isn't moving as fast as your dreams are, EarnIn provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. It is designed to support you in the short term and the long term. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 per day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in self-care under podcast. When you sign up, it'll really help the show. Self-care under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max, see earnin.com/TOS for details. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. So the first thing that you can do, I don't know, after or while you are sitting in your sadness is cry. And oh my Lord, a good ugly cry has set me free more times than I can even count. Crying is totally ours, mine. It is our emotional detox. When you embrace the ugly cry, you are releasing so many pent-up emotions, ones that you tucked away years ago, right? Like all of that seeps and comes to the surface. You are also giving yourself the freedom to actually feel. And when you feel your emotions, you can then and only then begin to unpack them and give healing actions to them. Now, I'm the kind of person that don't need no excuse to cry. I cry at everything, good things, bad things, sad things. I'm a crier, right? But if you are the kind of person that might need some help, I would start at a good tear jerker movie or series. If you have not watched From Scratch on Netflix or even binged This Is Us, I recommend starting there. And then after you release your last, bubble snot tear, you will thank me for this cathartic experience. There's also been like so many times where I have felt a good way, about being a part of this motherless tribe. Obviously, I've met some really amazing women through this through this very tragic moment in my life, right? And so I sit in that feeling because, you know, sadness, like I said, is real. But then I proceed to turn on music. Music is always my safe place, and I might play a song that my mom loved. And then an hour later, I have created this banger of a playlist. I have stood up from my desk. I am now twerking in the mirror, or I have leaned back in my office chair and I'm tapping my toe to, you know, a soulful song that I used to listen to while we're cleaning the baseboards at my house. Why did we get children to do that? But anyway, but these songs literally, again, set me free. I promise you that a good dance will instantly help you reframe your sadness. And let's not forget about the calories that you're burning. So talk about a winning on both sides. But dancing is literally a mood lifter. Whenever I think about like how I got here, right? Like how I got to be an influencer, how I got, you know, almost 120,000 people follow me on Instagram, the numbers are there, right? Like when I think about how I got to this position, I credit all of that to me initially being vulnerable, When my mom first died, I was in a space of like, I was 36, 35. I can't remember how old I was, but I was 30 something. I think I was 36. Anyway, I didn't know anybody who had lost their parent. I was searching for people, like unconsciously actually searching. Like I didn't know that that's what I was doing at the time, but I would be on the internet like, please, has anyone experienced this? Has anyone had to deal with that? And that was me being vulnerable. Now I know that being vulnerable, that vulnerability is my superpower. And if we take a look in each and every one of us, lies that same superpower. When we allow ourselves to feel the sadness and then open up to the vulnerability of that sadness, it is through this vulnerability that we connect with others, which then fosters empathy and understanding. We learn again that we are not alone. And through that belief, our sadness dims just a little bit. In therapy, I learned about cognitive restructuring. It is a therapeutic process that helps us sort of like challenge and modify our negative thoughts, our irrational thoughts. So imagine a mental renovation of sorts where we are literally dismantling those faulty beliefs and then constructing them into a more functional framework for our mental space. It is identifying distorted thoughts and then taking notice when sadness actually is like gripping at your heart. You know, you're asking yourself the question, are you engaging in the black and white sort of thinking? Because what we know to be true is that life, feelings, things are not black and white. There's lots of gray areas to why we're sad, why we're happy, why, right? All of that is gray. It is acknowledging that these patterns exist and investigating the evidence that supports or disputes your thoughts. Because as we know, as history has shown, sometimes our assumptions really do lack solid ground. They're just not true, right? Like we've assumed our coworker thought this about us and then it turns out they really didn't. But all the while we're sad and upset because we think something happened. We can use that same scenario for what we feel about our parents, what we feel about our best friends, what we feel about our husbands, our wives, our partners, right? Like all of that is a little bit of assumptions, which then again, if you use cognitive restructuring. I can talk today, guys. I really can. I'm gonna do my best. Cognitive restructuring is also about being gentle with yourself. So when you understand that sadness isn't your enemy, it is merely the messenger. That's it. So all you have to do in every single instance is validate your emotions, and then you can move on from them. When you're hiring, the search for the perfect candidate can feel time-consuming when you're searching on your own, but it doesn't have to be that way. Indeed is here to do all of the work for you and get you stellar results. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Plus, with Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed matches their job descriptions the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. My favorite part of using Indeed is knowing how much of my time I am reclaiming without sacrificing any results. Indeed will show you candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/selfcareIRL. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/selfcareIRL. Just go to Indeed.com/selfcareIRL and support the show by saying you heard about it on this podcast. Indeed.com/selfcareIRL. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I remember when I first got married, I used to think like, oh my God, I'm mad, he's mad, this is going to be the end, this is going to be forever. Sadness, all of that felt so permanent. But in reality, we have to remember that emotions, including and especially sadness, are so very fleeting. If you allow them just to exist without a fight from you, right? Or even without a period of performance from you. They are like the clouds just passing across the sky. They eventually dissipate. My relationship with sadness completely changed when I allowed sadness to be my teacher. What lesson does this moment of sadness carry for me? Perhaps it's just, you know, a nudge to get me to think more introspective. Is it urging me to explore, you know, those kind of hidden corners of my heart that I have sat on, that I have pushed to the side? What is this sadness in this moment teaching me? Maybe it's inviting me to be compassionate for myself and for others. So when sadness begins, always remember that it is just a fleeting moment. This too shall pass. Your creativity will be the potion that transforms your pain into art. When sadness weighs heavy, pick up your brush, pick up your pen, pick up your guitar, pick up your DJ equipment, Ty. That is me talking to me. But we have to express ourselves when that moment of sadness comes to us. Paint your emotions onto the canvas. Weave them into poetry or create a fire DJ mix. I'm also on Patreon. Don't forget. Anyway, creativity isn't about being perfect. It is about the release. Imagine a poet sitting by the window, rain like gently tapping on the glass. They write verses that echo their melancholy. Those words then become bridges connecting hearts across time. This could be you. Your creative expressions bridge the gap between sadness and healness. They say, I am here, I feel, I exist, I am okay. So sing your sadness, sculpt it into clay, or strum it into melodies. Let creativity be your compass, guiding you towards your resilience. In the act of creation, you will find solace. It is the ultimate sanctuary where your sadness transforms into beauty. Whenever I am sad, I like to seek shelter in those tiny, small moments of gratitude. I want you to make gratitude like your umbrella. I want it to shield you from your despair, your pain, your sadness. There's also a gratitude challenge on my site. The link is in the episode description. I feel like I say it every episode, but I promise you it will be the best 5 days that you spend with me. Starting with tomorrow, I want you to notice the sun. If you get up early enough, notice the sunrise. Take in the sky and the clouds blushing with hope. Savor the aroma and the first sip of your freshly brewed coffee in the morning. I want you to bask in just the joy that you get from the cackles shared with you and a best friend. Your first hug of the day. These are the stitches that mend your emotional fabric. They whisper, you're here. Life is persisting. You're okay. In the ordinary lies magic, the smell of the out-of-town air, a kid's laughter from across the hall, a well-timed hug, they're all invitations to resilience. Collect these moments and string them together, creating a beautiful necklace of gratitude. Our culture often encourages us to suppress sadness, you know, kind of labeling it as a weakness. But what if we shifted our perspective? Sadness is a natural emotion, a natural human emotion, signaling that something matters to us. And by acknowledging it, we honor our feelings and we create a space for healing. Thank you for joining me today. I am incredibly grateful for our connection. Thank you for leaning into these really hard conversations with me. And a special thank you to those of you who are faithfully listening and supporting our podcast each and every week. If you have enjoyed and loved this episode, do me a favor and submit your review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or just wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, so consider subscribing on Apple Podcasts to unlock our Bestie subscriber-only audio experience. You'll get exclusive audio, interviews, ad-free episodes, monthly guided meditations, early access, and more. And don't forget to share this episode on social via IG stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversation going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me at Ty Alexander and at SelfCareIRL. Again, thank you so much for listening today. And until next time, toodles.